Today on the Pastor Study, we're going to continue our study on the great doctrines of the Bible. And we started last time to look at the doctrine of Satan or the devil. So we're going to pick up and continue and try to finish off that today. But before we begin, as always, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this privilege and honor to open up thy holy words, Father. We thank you preserved your inspired and inerrant, infallible, preserved your holy words in this King James Bible, Father. Father, we just pray that you'd open our eyes to see marvelous things, wondrous things out of thy law today. We pray you'd bless the listener, Father. Use your words. I pray they'd go out and not return void as you've promised. Encourage the listener today. Lift them up. Father, we pray if there's a lost soul that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, this would be the very day of their salvation, that they would come and humble their hearts and repent of their sins and ask Jesus to save them and receive him into their heart by faith as their personal Savior. Father, we'll remember to give you all the honor and glory for whatever you choose to do this day. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we give thanks. Amen and amen. All right, we started to look at point number three last time, the devil's purpose. We saw that he steals, he pollutes, and he also provokes. He provokes. Now, we see a good example of that in the book of 1 Chronicles with me. In the book of 1 Chronicles, in chapter 21. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Here we have a case, amen, we read regarding King David. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. Remember, the Lord didn't want David to worry about the number of people he had or be concerned about that. But the devil provoked David to go against the Lord and to number, amen, the children of Israel. And what happened? Well, God was displeased. We read in 1 Chronicles 21, verse 7, and God was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Israel. And he gave David a choice, either 3 days famine or 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes. And we see that the Lord sent pestilence, amen. So he gave them a choice to David. Either the famine come, 3 years of famine, or 3 months to be destroyed by thy foes, while that the sword of thine enemies overtake thee, or else 3 days of the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land. And David chose the pestilence. Amen. And what happened? So the Lord sent pestilence, in verse 14, upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. Why? Because David allowed the devil to provoke him. Not only does he provoke, the devil provoke, but he also sifts. Amen. Sifts. Remember what the Lord said to Peter in Luke 22? He's a sifter. That devil, Luke 22, in verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. My goodness, I'd hate to be sifted by the devil. Amen. He desires to sift us as wheat. What a great picture the Lord presents to you and I of what the devil desires to do to you and I, to sift us just as you sift wheat. I can remember my mother sifting wheat. She'd put it through the sifter and with her hands on the handle back and forth, and it would come and it'd sift through, amen? Hey, he wants to shake us down from top to bottom, that serpent, amen? We also read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 18 last time, that he devours. He walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. What an awful thought, to be swallowed by the devil. Food for a fiend, amen? He also resists. He resists. Zechariah. The prophet Zechariah chapter 3 with me. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse number 1. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. So again, point number 3, the devil's purpose, Satan's purpose. He steals, he pollutes, he provokes, he sifts, he devours, and he resists. Now look at his power. That the devil has great power, there can be no doubt. In fact, he is called the prince of the world. First in the Gospel of John with me. Gospel of John chapter 14. John 14 in verse number 30. Jesus is speaking. He says, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me." The Lord Jesus Christ calls the devil, Satan, the prince of this world. Look at in John 16, 11. John chapter 16, verse 11. Talking about why the Spirit, the Comforter, would come, what he would do. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. The prince of this world, Satan, is already judged. And then Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, and he says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." So he is called the prince of this world. Prince of the power of the air. He's also, we saw in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, he is described as a lion. We also see he is called the God of this world. The God of this world. Look with me in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 4. Paul says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." The God of this world. Remember, he took Jesus up on a high mountain. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world. He said, "I'll give you all these kingdoms if you'll bow down and worship me." See, he was able to give that offer because he is the God of this world. Maybe he's asking you to give you some great fortune or something if you'll bow down and worship him. But use the word of God on him as the Lord Jesus Christ did. Amen. What did Christ say to him? Amen. What did he say? What did the Lord Jesus Christ say when he took him up on the mountain? He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." serve. Not only is he the God of this world, but he has, or had, power of death. Look at in Hebrews chapter 2 with me. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Talking about Christ, took on the form of flesh and blood. Why? That through death, through Christ's death, he might destroy him. He's talking about Satan, the devil, that had the power of death. That is the devil. That's one of the reasons Christ came in the form of man and died, amen. Through Christ's death, he destroyed the devil's power over death. We also see he is able to fill the heart, the human heart, to rebel against the Holy Spirit. Look in Acts chapter 5 with me. Acts chapter 5 in verse 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? See that? He filled, amen, Satan filled the heart of Ananias to lie to the Holy Ghost, to lie as he was told here by Peter. You have not lied unto men, Ananias, but unto God. So we're looking at his power. The devil has great power, and there can be no doubt about it. Again, under his power, point number 4, we saw he is called the prince of this world, the prince of the power of the air. He is described as a roaring lion. He is called the god of this world. We see that he had power of death, and he's able to fill the heart to rebel against the Holy Spirit. But you know what? Let's look at his defeat, number 5. To the believer, the Christian, the devil is a defeated foe. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. We can overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Look at in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him, talking about the devil now, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And we see also here in Revelation 12, 11, that we can overcome him how? And they loved not their lives unto death. Loving not our lives unto death, we can overcome the devil. We can overcome the devil by the armor of God. That great chapter of Ephesians, chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 with me lists the armor of God, each piece of the armor of God. But it tells us why you and I as Christians, we need to put on the whole armor of God. Look at in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Put. Paul is saying, you, Christian, put on what? The whole armor of God. Why? That ye may be able to stand against what? The wiles of the devil. So that you can withstand him. Amen. That you can stand against him. against his attacks, against his wiles, against his subtlety, against his craftiness. Paul said we're not to be ignorant of his devices, amen. And again, we overcome the devil, how? By the word of truth. We've looked at it a few times here in Matthew chapter 4, or mentioned it, where Jesus was led up of the Spirit to be tempted of the devil in the wilderness. But each time that he was tempted of the devil, three times here, looking at Matthew 4:4, but he answered and said, each time the devil came to tempt Christ, this is how he responded. Notice, nothing heavy duty, but he answered and said, it is written. Where is it written? Amen. In the scriptures, in the word of God. He's quoting the scriptures. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Again, verse 7. Jesus said unto him, he comes after him with the second attack. And he responds to the devil a second time. Jesus said unto him, it is written again. Again, he's quoting the scriptures. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, he uses the word of truth. See, truth, my friend, exposes lies, anything that's deceitful, false. Amen. And then the third time, and the final time, that the devil comes and tempts our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, verse 10 of Matthew 4:10, then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, again he's quoting the scriptures, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So with the word of God, the word of truth, we can overcome the devil. We can defeat the devil. And then we can also overcome him, defeat him by the indwelling Holy Spirit. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. First John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you. Who's indwelling you right now, my friend? If you've been born again, born of the Spirit above, the Holy Spirit is inside you. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, Satan. Amen. Again, his defeat. We can overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb. We can overcome him by the armor of God, putting on the whole armor of God. We can overcome him by the word of truth, the word of God. We can overcome him by the indwelling Spirit and loving not our lives unto death. Looking in James chapter 4. And I believe this is exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ did in Matthew chapter 4 when he was tempted of the devil there in the wilderness. James chapter 4. Very simple words here. Nothing hard to comprehend. Nothing deep to understand. And I think the reason that these words are so simple and so plain is for the importance for each believer to understand them. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit. You know, as we go through the Word of God, we see that word submit a lot. We see wives are to submit to their husbands. Husbands are to submit to Christ. Children are to be in submission to their parents. Believers are to be in submission to Christ. Christ was in submission to the Father. In other words, submission or submit to authority. That's what people don't want to do today. That's what our problem is. That's why there's so much rebellion in our society, in our churches. Because people do not want to submit to authority. In fact, that's the whole issue behind all these modern perversions, these Bibles that are of the devil. Because if you have so many Bibles, so many English translations, you know, people say, well, which one really is the Word of God? There's confusion. So if there's confusion and you really don't know which one is really the Word of God, then there's no authority for you to submit to. But guess what? There is. The AV 1611 King James Bible is our final authority, is the very preserved words, the very preserved, inspired, infallible, and inerrant words of God. Amen. And you and I as Christians need to submit to the authority of the Word of God. Amen. Let's get back to James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. We're given a command. The command is submit. And we're also told who we're to submit to God. And why is that so important? Well, we see why. It's step number one in resisting the devil. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. And what's the result? He will flee from you. So, maybe, just maybe, the reason, my friend, you're having problems with the devil, could it possibly be now that you're not submitting to Almighty God? Amen. Because the promise here is, if you and I will submit ourselves to God, to the authority of Almighty God, and to the Word of God, then you and I will be able to resist the devil and cause him to tuck his tail under his legs and take off and flee. Amen. You don't need any superhuman power. You don't have to be any Apostle Paul. All you have to do, it begins with submit. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That's exactly what Jesus Christ did there when he was tempted in the wilderness of the devil. He submitted to God the Father. He submitted to the authority of the Word of God because he quoted it three times. Amen. Look what we're told in Psalm 119. Psalm 119. In verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. That's why we're told to memorize scripture, to put it in our hearts, hide it in our hearts. That's what Jesus did. So when the devil came, he could quote it. Boom, it is written. Boom, it is written. Boom, it is written. And what happened? After he took out the sword of the Spirit, amen, he didn't use any physical power on the devil. It was all spiritual. It's a spiritual battle, my friends. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. Notice. After the last and final time, the third time Jesus used the word of God, it says, then the devil leaveth him. Then the devil leaveth him. Submit yourselves therefore to God. That's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ did. And what happened? He resists the devil. That's exactly what he did. And he will flee from you. It's nothing that's complicated, my friends. You don't have to know Greek and Hebrew. Amen. It's right there for you and I to understand. As plain as can be, the words of God are plain. Amen and amen. So we see then how you and I can resist the devil. Let's finally look at the devil's doom. His doom. Point number six, his doom. The way of a sinner is downward. The scriptures tell us Satan fell from heaven to the air, from the air to the earth, and soon from the earth to the bottomless pit, and then the lake of fire. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20 and see what the words of God say about the devil's doom. Revelation chapter 20. And verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. Judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his mark, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed is and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. And he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Here it is, my friends, Satan's doom, the devil's doom. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and he shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. My friend, that concludes our study on the great Bible doctrine of Satan. This is Brother Gino Cassieri. Thank you once again for joining me for the Pastor Study today. Until we meet again, my prayer for each and every one of you is that God would richly bless you, and good day.